Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Vanessa Rourke, who is an Airbnb Superhost Realtor at Vanessa Rourke Platinum Living Realty. Vanessa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, you're welcome. And I want to dive into what makes you great and what in the world is a Superhost Realtor. So that sounds intriguing and cool. And working with Airbnbs, that's a unique niche. So bring us up to speed on what you do, but even give us a little bit of your background. What got you into the real estate business in the first place?
Well, my husband actually was a graduate assistant football coach. And what that meant is that he was pursuing his college dream after playing football. And so he really just kept us traveling all over the state. And we had these beautiful, beautiful kids. I have three kids under seven. And I had to find out a way to, you know, follow my husband's dream, but also provide for our family. And so from there, we just decided that, hey, let's jump in this Airbnb thing. So we had a home that we used to live in. So it was already furnished and everything was already set up. And we just heard about Airbnb. We tried it out. And in the first month, we made what we would have made for the year as a long-term rental. And so as soon as I saw that, I knew, hey, this is the opportunity for us. This is how we really build wealth and create freedom and have the opportunity to follow passion. So that was really how I got into it.
Neat.
And so from there, I've just always been obsessed with the market and what's going on and different investment opportunities. And so I had a focus of, you know, my children and managing these Airbnb properties because it really gave me time to be a mother. I was a stay-at-home mom, but I also managed our portfolio and bought new properties and added on to our Airbnb portfolio while I was a mom. So finally, awesome. When my son was two, I decided, okay, it's time now. I can finally live my dream of being a real estate agent and helping other people find freedom and build wealth as well. So that's really what got me into it.
I love it. And when you were describing that, it reminds me of what I've seen online called the digital nomad lifestyle. I know it's not exactly what you're talking about, but just having the freedom and flexibility to just go wherever and crack open the laptop and do your work. So that kind of gave you that flexibility by using Airbnbs to kind of go here and go there and be, you know, having a place to kind of feel like it's a home, but yet not living out of a suitcase in a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting time in our economy. I know a lot of people, we're in this state of confusion where it's like, hey, what's going on? Are we truly in a recession? Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people forget and they don't take into account the gig economy and the internet economy. Like, we haven't seen this ever in the history of life.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people that I know are making well over six figures all online. And so there's a real opportunity if you're able to just provide a comfortable space that's already set up like a home, you can serve that clientele.
Well, that's, you know, in business and marketing, you've got to find a unique offering that stands out from the rest. Well, real estate is quite the broad term, isn't it? So when you can now go, hold on, I figured this out on my own. It served my family and it gave us freedom and flexibility. So becoming an Airbnb Superhost Realtor, wow, that becomes now a really great way that you can serve clients in a unique way rather than let me just show you the MLS listings. I'm sure you still do that, of course, but this is a unique way to kind of really create some, you know, fun and excitement.
Yeah, I mean, especially when I have a client where they're looking for their dream house and they're looking and they're like, wow, my budget is here and my dream house is, you know, an extra $100,000 away. How am I ever going to get there? Well, when I have those conversations, it's so exciting because I have, you know, the opportunity to educate them like, hey, I know you wanted this house upgrade and you were thinking about just selling the house. which obviously I would love to sell your house. If you want to sell your house, call me anytime, but I'm not the realtor that's ever going to push you to do that.
Yeah.
Because there's so much opportunity. Instead of just upgrading to your next house, taking your starter or your first home and then transforming that into a rental, that'll afford you more house at the end of the day, because that just gives you another level of income. And you can achieve your goals faster, as well as bring in some great passive residual income, which all the changes and inflation and everything, I think everybody could use another income source.
So let's talk a little bit about what that actually looks like. So let's say that someone, like I've got a daughter that just got married, and at some point they're going to buy their first home, but 2 to 3 years down the road, maybe they need to get a bigger place. So should, you know, if the decision was, we're not going to sell this, we're going to keep it, and what? The traditional thing is turn it into a rental property. Well, you're proposing that maybe consider using that as an Airbnb, and then you can then move into your next place because you've got some cash flow coming. So how does that process work, and what does that look like?
Yeah, and I want to say cash flow, it's serious cash flow. The average Airbnb income in 2021 was $56,000 a year.
Wow.
And so it's almost like you're adding a complete new income to your lifestyle. So this all depends on your area, and it's address by address. You really have to find if there is a demand in your market. But I would start by checking out on websites like rabu.com. That's rabbu.com. You can literally type in your address, how many bedrooms, and then do a search, and they will give you their projected income. Now, this is not law. I would never be like, oh, you know, Rabu said this, so this is going to be what it is. When I put my address in there, they're usually like $3,000 short on what I'm actually making a month. But it is a nice guide to show you like, oh, okay, is there a demand for this in my area? So once you establish like, oh, okay, there is a demand, going that route just makes a lot of sense. I would never tell anyone, though, that it's easy. Because, and I'm sure you know, like in life, anything worth having, which a passive, you know, $6,000 a month or more is probably worth having, it takes work. But what I like about it, it's a lot of work on the front end. And then after that, you're on autopilot. So to first get started, I would just always recommend going on Airbnb.com, going on VRBO, any other vacation site, and researching who is actually staying in the places in your area and what are they saying in their reviews. Are they coming there as a traveling baseball team? Is it retirees? Who are you serving? After you identify who you're serving, I would suggest decorating that space or creating a space for whoever you're serving to be most comfortable. So what you would create for a bachelorette getaway is completely different from, you know, an adventurer 50 plus age group couple.
That's really insightful.
So after you build this, I mean, you really have to be strategic about what you're doing with Airbnb, because if you can, you know, serve your client and create a need, then that's going to make it so, or fulfill a need, it's going to make it so much easier for you moving forward with Airbnb. So I just suggest diving deep, doing all the work, figuring out who you're serving, then creating a space that's comfortable for them. And then you're able to really launch and be successful.
So, in my mind, and I have lived in the house I live in now for 21 years, and I don't have any rental properties. And to me, if I hear the word buy a house as an investment to rent it out, I immediately think, oof, you know, effort and clogged up toilets and calls in the middle of the night. So I know that's, you know, the cliche problem, but what are some of the problems that are associated with Airbnb? Because you said do the work on the front end and then it's sort of autopilot. Are there some of the tedious things that, you know, you can offload to like a property management company per se, like in an investment property scenario?
I mean, I think property management has its place. And, you know, for a lot of people, maybe it is best to do property management for Airbnb. Personally, I have 3 kids under 7. I have a successful real estate business, and I also manage multiple Airbnb properties. It really only takes me about an hour a month to bring in great income. So I would suggest trying it yourself first. I know it's hard and you think like, okay, let me just offload this. But if you offload Airbnb to someone else, I really don't think it's as effective.
Okay.
You would have to offload it to someone with experience who has a limited amount of properties, because every property is going to be so specific, and the problems that you come up with Airbnb, like the customer, they're worried about where do they take the trash out, and they're worried about where do they park.
Yeah.
So if you can already have, I already have in my phone just a preset set of communication where I'm like professionally explaining to people, okay, the trash is here.
Smart.
You unlock the door this way. You use the washer and dryer this way. And then in my actual Airbnb properties, I have specific instructions like, please do not flush this down the toilet. Please don't put grease down the kitchen sink. Just the simple things that you think that everybody thinks is common knowledge. They're just not. And if you post those things in your home, you'll find that you don't have a lot of inquiries.
That's smart. That's like the old overcome objections before they become objections by educating them up front. Well, you are putting, you know, helpful notices or posters or whatever ahead of the time before it becomes a problem. And, you know, in reality, that is a help to the Airbnb guest, because if they are seeing you lay out the ropes and helpful tips, that makes it a more pleasant experience, which then does what? Helps you get good reviews, which then helps you get more Airbnb guests.
Correct. Yep. It's all about creating an easy at-home experience.
Now,
and I think
here's
the best
something
way to do that initially is to truly understand your property. Make sure you spend the night as a guest and understand what it's like to be there.
I remember a TV show maybe a year or two ago. I forget the name of it, but it was a husband and wife team that would go around and find properties that were unique or different, and they would not buy it. They would give the person, you know, $30,000-$50,000 to come in and then put even more money to renovate the space so that they would put it up as an Airbnb and then do a split with the owner. And it was, I just thought it was such a unique way to do real estate, because you're combining renovation, Airbnb without doing the ownership. And I think that could be a really unique way for you as a realtor to say to an investor, hey, I can find your property. Why don't we now turn it into an Airbnb, and you can help them navigate that through as well. Do you find that that is something you're serving your clients with?
Oh yeah. My clients come to me all the time just because I'm not your typical agent. I've never wanted to be. So typically when you work with a realtor, you give them the specifics, what you're looking for, and they set you up on a drip and they email you all these properties.
Yep.
And what I think that's completely overwhelming, especially if you're relocating to a new area. And so what I do is I sit down and I have a one-on-one buyer consultation. It lasts about an hour and a half. I don't necessarily ask you too much about a house. I'm really asking you, hey, where do you go for coffee on the weekends? What do you do? What do you like? And try to get a real sense of how you like to live your day-to-day life. And from there, I match you with a property. So if you're looking for an Airbnb property, I ask you, hey, are you looking to use this throughout the year as well? Or is this purely for cash flow? And from there, I only send my customers two properties at a time to look at. And so they know when I sent them something, it's something because I did all the research on the numbers. I've done all the work on the back end. I know it's going to be a smart investment for them based on that conversation and spending so much time and understanding their goals. And then they trust me and we go ahead and we submit the offer and get it done.
So I just think that you have such a unique competitive advantage in your market. I can just tell, and we don't need to get into this, but I could just tell that you have systems and processes in place, you know, standard operating procedures, because you mentioned the, you know, quick little text, you know, replies. Does that play in, was that how you're wired? Or is it because I'm a woman in business with three kids and I'm forced to have systems or else I could never get everything done?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, but they're like, if you want something done, give it to a busy mother.
Yes.
It's just when you have three kids that close in age, there's just systems and processes that have to happen in order to be efficient and to get results. Because, hey, I've got three mouths to feed too. So having those processes is just absolutely critical for my day-to-day life. And to be able to spend that time with my kids and enjoy who they are and really nurture and grow them as only a mother can, in my opinion, I have to be very, very strategic about every single move I make and how I spend my time each day.
Well,
I think my clients can recognize that. And so yes. When they see that I'm that serious and that methodical and that strategic about the property that I sent them, they're able to just go ahead and submit the offer quickly and get it accepted, because I think the only thing better than a cash offer is speed.
Yep. Well, and getting back to competitive advantage, you know, the word realtor or real estate professional, or, you know, that's so broad. But when you can narrow down and say, hey, look, I can bring you unique properties and teach you, show you my processes and systems to help you understand and navigate the Airbnb and turn it into like a mega, you know, investment property, because you might think traditionally you just rent it to or lease it to this person, but let me show you how to really amplify it with Airbnb. That sounds really exciting. And so that's such a competitive advantage for you in offering that to your clients.
Yeah. And it's actually just what I love. I mean, I think there's certain things where everybody has something that keeps them up at night, and this is mine.
That's yours. Awesome.
Scrolling the MLS, running scenarios, trying to find the most cash flow.
Yep. Well, if that lights your buttons and it serves your clients, then everybody is the winner. And so I think that is so spectacular. So Vanessa, if someone is listening to this going, let me take a gander at what it could look like for me, what's the best way they can reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, feel free to connect with me via Facebook. I'm Vanessa Rourke at Platinum Living, or you can also follow me on Instagram at Vanessa_Realtor AZ. You can also reach out to me. My number is 480-628-9750, or my email is just listwithvanessa@gmail.com. Once again, that's listwithvanessa@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, Vanessa, it's been a real pleasure talking with you today and learning from what you do. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.